Please, the Honourable Member, that the Chair is off sick, and she has been booked off the whole of this week. The necessary documents were forwarded. So it means the committee doesn't have the chairperson now, and before we do anything, we will have to elect the chair so that who can preside over the proceedings of this last committee meeting of the committee for this year. On the basis of that, Honourable Members, in terms of Rule 1761 of the NA Rules, I want to suggest from the members of the committee to assist me by nominating anyone who can preside over the proceedings of this meeting today. Honourable Bebo.
Thank you, Secretary. Greetings to members. My name is Simbiwe Bebo. I propose the name of Honourable Adams to be the chair of this committee. Thank you, Chair Secretary.
Thanks, Babu Bekwa. Mamu Adams is nominated to be the acting chair for the proceedings of the meeting today. Can I get a second, Honourable Member? Mamu Bam, I saw your hands up, Ma. Okay, thanks, Ma'am Adams, your name has been seconded. I don't see any other name or hand. I would assume, Honourable Members, that we are in agreement. Ma'am Adams, can you come forward and take your acting chair and proceed with the proceedings of the meeting today of the committee? Thank you.
I did have interest to be an acting chair, but it looks like I'm not going to get support here.
Thank you, Mr. Bortina, for the process that you ran, and thank you very much to each and every member for your support. It's dearly, dearly appreciated. And I'm feeling very humbled at this moment. According to our agenda, I must welcome you and do introductory remarks. As the Secretary said, this will be our last meeting for this year, not for coming year, but for this year. And we have a set of draft minutes that we must endorse. So, welcome all of you here. I do tourism. We do tourism. And on that note, I want to introduce myself. I'm Patricia Adams. I hail from the Northern Cape, and I'm the whip of this committee. And I'm flanked by, on my left hand, by Dr. Kuzwayo, the content advisor of our committee, and at my right, the very able secretary, Mr. Bortina. And I'd like you members all to introduce yourself, and then the staff. Thank you. Over to you, Honorable Mashina.
As acting chair, Levias Mashile, a co-opted member today of Tuareg.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members, and our support staff. My name is Manuku Masehela, member of this committee. Thank you.
Today, everybody, my name is Agnes Tuck, and I'm also a co-opted member today.
Good day, thanks, Chair. My name is Simpi Webewa. I'm from KwaZulu Natal. I'm representing ANC in this committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Acting Chair. My name is Batiswa Bam Mugwanya from the Eastern Cape, the province of the Legends. And I'm here representing the African National Congress, the biggest political organization in the country, and hoping to keep on being big. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Acting Chair. I was under the impression this was a tourism meeting and not an election rally, but my name is Greg Krumbach. I'm also from KwaZulu-Natal, and I represent the Democratic Alliance, the ruling party in this province.
Thank you, supporter. Hi, I'm Melanie Titus, Parliamentary Liaison Officer in the Office of the Minister.
Hi, I'm Nancy Peterson. I'm the Secretary to the Water Affairs Committee.
Good afternoon, members. I'm Pietra Funika. I'm the Parliamentary Liaison Officer in the Office of the Director General of Tourism.
Afternoon, members. I'm Susanda Loni, a researcher.
Good afternoon, everybody. Ismail Hussain from PMG.
Thank you, honorable members and the rest of the staff. I give over to the secretary to do some apologies, but at that time and moment, I would, if you want to be excused, honorable Tuck and honorable Mushire, thank you very much for your support. We do appreciate it.
thank you, Chair. Chair, the apologies that I have here, one is from the Office of the Minister and they're from the Office of the Deputy Minister. We have received the apologies. And then the third one, Chair, I'm sure we are all aware by now that the Honorable Force has resigned from the committee, but we are just waiting for the necessary documentation from the Chief Whip of his party so that the Office of the Speaker can place that information in the ATC of Parliament formally. And we will hear from the party who will be replacing him. At this stage, we don't have those details. As soon as we receive them, then we will keep the members informed of those. Thank you, Chair. Sorry, and Honorable Kego as well. She is in transport meeting. Yes, she is in transport meeting, Honorable Members. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hortini. So we will proceed with our program. And the first item on our program is the Draft Committee Annual Report. Now, if you look at this report, it's almost a replica of our legacy report. But we have to do this, and Dr. Kuzwayo will put us through this report. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good afternoon, all our members. As the Chairperson has said, we are considering the committee annual report from January to December 2018. Members will recall we have had two important documents from the committee, the budget review and recommendations report,
and the legacy report. So most of the issues are contained in those two reports, but we also have to do the annual report. So seeing that all these documents are meant to assist the incoming portfolio committee, so we thought it's going to be a repetition if we load everything in the annual report. So we just picked some of the highlights, and the detail is in the legacy report, and most of the recommendations are in the BRRR report, and all those all those documents will assist the incoming committee. And if you look at the structure of the report itself, it's still in the similar template as the one for the legacy report that was prescribed by the committee section. So I will just quickly go through the issues here, but most of the information, like the mandate, the objective, the person of the committee, all those issues are the same as we discussed in the legacy report, so I won't dwell much on those. On page one, we have the key highlights which reflect the committee program for the 2018 calendar year. In terms of the focus areas, it means the issues that the committee was assist with in this year. One, we included the issue of compliance framework for strategic plans and annual performance plans, and ensuring that both the department and the entity implement the strategic plan and the annual performance plan that address the national agenda of government, including the NDP. And you recall, members, at the beginning of the year, you look at the revised strategic plan by the department and the NDP. You also look at the annual performance plan of the department. So this was done through scrutinizing quarterly performance report and making focus recommendations in every quarter. So those annual reports were implemented according to what was tabled, but as members will recall, there were a number of issues that were raised. But those issues, we did not include them in this report because they are already in the BRRR in terms of what were the main issues routine in the quarterly report, because in the BRRR we even have the quarterly performance of the department up to the first quarter of 2018-19. Another issue is the domestic tourism. The committee emphasized, I don't recall a meeting of the committee where this issue was not raised in one way or the other. You had issues of rural tourism, country tourism, and so on, so that were raised by the committee. But also important this year was the issue of the domestic marketing campaigns, where the committee felt the entity was now implementing these marketing campaigns, because this was lacking over the years. Now there has been visibility in terms of advertising domestic tourism, but the committee was concerned about the lack of detail in those adverts, because they don't tell South Africans where those activities are, and there is no booking engine to direct people to book those. So these issues were raised sharply with the NDT. There is another issue of international arrivals, which was a concern also. Members will recall there was not even a single quarter where the international arrivals were met. But there were many other issues that the committee looked at in relation to international arrivals. One of those issues was the ease of access, where the committee was looking at it in conjunction with the airlift. There were also issues of immigration regulations, remembering arrivals in the country. But as discussed during the leadership and the legacy report, the Minister of Home Affairs, in implementing the stimulus package that was announced by the president, has announced a review in terms of immigration regulations, in terms of the visa-related reforms. So that is quite a number of issues that are contained in that package. It includes issues of the unabridged basic certificate, it includes issues of e-visas, e-gates, and so on and so on. So we hope when that is implemented, but up to now we haven't seen any information with regards to implementation. It's only the announcement. So the next committee will have to look at those issues, implementation of those visa reforms, because that will go a long way in assisting. But just to give members an idea of where we are now, members will recall that Statistics South Africa issues these arrivals on quarterly or on monthly basis. The information that we have up to now is as of September, and the picture is not looking good. Members will recall in 2017 we had 10.3 million arrivals in South Africa, and that was 2.4% up from 2016, but that 2.4% was much lower than the international rate, which was sitting at 7%. So if you look at the information that we have now as of September, we are 1% down year on year. So that is a concern, meaning because recall last year, also by December, there was a 1% decline by December, which also led to. So looking at this trend, you might find that 2018 might be the worst year in terms of arrivals. But we don't know what will happen. Because if you look at the information, the UK, which is number one in terms of arrivals in South Africa, is down by 4%. USA is up just by 1%. If you look at Germany, there was no growth, it is flat. The numbers are the same as in August. If you look at France, it's down 4%. Netherlands is down 8%. India is down 5%. China is down 1%. So it's down across the board. So if we are looking at these issues and we say the news, these are the highlights in terms of the things that you have been tracking these matters throughout, but there have not been any improvement. Meaning, as you relay this work to the new committee, these are the issues that they really have to work with. But I think, fortunately for the next committee, there will be some retreat in terms of the immigration regulation. You might find that the numbers will start looking good. But as we are now, as you are existing in this committee, we are leaving this picture, and it's not a good picture, so to say. Then there was an issue of support to SMMEs also that the committee looked at. Recall the issues of the Tourism Transformation Fund, members were concerned about how it was capitalized, the stringent criteria for qualifying organizations to access funding, and it was 40 million because it was 120 million over 3 years, and there was 40 million appropriated for the current year. But the department indicated that they had only spent about 15 million, which was a concern. But they said they were improving because now there is partnership with the National Empowerment Fund in terms of ensuring that the funds are dispersed to appropriate people who to then implement the debt funding. But there were also issues of the introduction of the new incubators in this current year. But the concern there as raised in the legacy report is that the department informed members that they want now to centralize incubators because they have been developing these incubators throughout provinces. But now they say it is cumbersome, it takes a lot of their work and so on. So they want to centralize incubators at the head office, which the committee raises a concern to say the incubators were established to assist particularly your rural and township entities. Now, if you take the function back to the head office, it means we are creating a vacuum again. So that is one thing. It's good that the committee was able to lobby the department to develop these incubators. But they might go back to the national office and must create the vacuum again, Jefferson. So there was also the issue of transformation, which was raised throughout 2018 in terms of the sector being transformed, and you'll recall there was a meeting also held with the BBBE Charter Council. You looked at the study that was commissioned in 2017, the State of Transformation Report, and also painted a very bad picture because of all the five elements of the scorecard, there was none where the sector was doing very well. So that is one of the things that the incoming committee also has to look at seriously. We, on page two now, we highlighted the issue of rural and township tourism as a standalone, because as much as the committee kept on talking about it, but the interventions there are still not adequate. So we say that is a matter that was raised, and we hope with the new strategic plan and the annual performance plan of the department, we start to see these issues being addressed. So those are the only six issues that we picked up in terms of the key focus areas of the department. But if you go to other reports, you'll see there are many issues and the details. Now, key areas for future work. One is the issue of the Tourism Amendment Bill. It was not tabled to Parliament throughout not the year, but this one has been an issue of the entire term. Since 2015, the committee kept on calling for the amendment to the bill. It never happened. So that is one important area for future work to ensure that the incoming committee looks at that. The issue of conversion is another one. Conversion of VFR and business tourists. The committee realized that there was a decline in domestic tourism, but that decline also affected the VFR, which has always been high. You recall even when you visited the Mpopo, where they are leading VFR, but the numbers are declining. So the committee kept on calling for conversion to say, let us convert these visiting friends and relatives into leisure tourism, but also you have people coming to the country for a business delegate. So the committee kept on saying, let us ensure that we convert those business delegates into leisure tourism. One concern that was raised by the committee, remember, was recalled, the NDT conceded that when we were interrogating them about this issue of conversion of the VFR, they conceded that they still don't understand the VFR sector themselves. So the matter that I recall to have a very robust discussion around it to say we are at this stage, but they still say they do not understand the VFR component of domestic. Then they promised the committee they are still going to do some work in understanding VFR before they do conversion, because conversion depends on them understanding all the facets of the VFR. So that is one work that I think the next committee will have to look at to say what have they done in terms of analyzing the VFR and what interventions then are there to ensure that they convert. Then also the issue of rural and country tourism we are bringing also as an area of future work, because as we said earlier, there are developments in terms of incubators. You can see now there's attention given to township tourism. Department is doing some work along the Vilakazi Street. We have those safety monitors placed there and so on and so on. But much still needs to be done in terms of ensuring that you develop enterprises and you have that product mix, because those are low-hanging fruits in terms of ensuring that we develop and support domestic tourism. Working for tourism projects, members, is another issue for future work. Working for tourism, as the members know, this is former SRI program, Social Responsibility Implementation Program, and there were many issues that were raised by the committee around implementation of this. Throughout the year, there were delays in implementing this. but also there is an outstanding work that is being done by the Government Technical Advisory Center, the GTEC, that was commissioned by the department to assist them in cleaning up all the mess that you have seen when you were working, when you were conducting oversight throughout the country. And this is work that is ongoing, and the new committee will have to ensure that the GTEC program is on course. But it's not only that. Remember, as you recall, there is a matter also that has been raised by the Auditor General around that, to say they have to finalize, and the committee needs to ensure that what was committed to in terms of the GTEC program is implemented. There is issue of funding, which is the last issue in terms of the key areas for future work. The committee still maintains that the tourism sector is underfunded, but the committee said, as much as when you observe, you, through your observations, you can see that the sector is underfunded, but the problem is you don't have a path in terms of how much is needed to fund tourism. And you recall the committee had recommended that they conduct an economic study to ensure that we have a clear picture in terms of funding. So that is outstanding work they need to do in terms of that econometric study. But also in the recommendations, there is an issue of the Thomsa levy to ensure that we have more Thomsa levy collectors. But there is also an issue of the feasibility study that the committee recommended National Treasury to do around tourism tax. So those are the issues around funding, members. Still on page 3 now, there are key challenges emerging for the sector. One is the issue of delays in finalizing the projects. So this was evident throughout the year. The department did not manage to implement all its quarterly programs because there were delays that were caused by a number of things. But the main cause of it was planning. There was no clear forward planning for this project. They included projects in the APP where they had not finalized agreements with third parties. You recall even the issue of the visitor information centers and the gateway centers here at the Cape Town International Airport, where they were trying to implement the project. The province said no, they have their own method of implementing these things. So they couldn't, because there was no proper planning and agreement reached with Western Cape and Cape Town Tourism when the project was included in the annual performance plan. But there are also issues around the terms of reference and many other issues that are raised in the legacy report and the RRR. But to say this is an issue which is a challenge that needs to be tackled to ensure that the department is able to implement all their quarterly targets. There was an issue again, members, around the staff competency. There were projects that were not implemented because staff could not, in particularly strategy formulation around the social tourism. So when they started implementing the project, you recall the DG said they recognized that, you know, the work that was being produced by staff was substandard, so they had to cancel that project and outsource external service providers to do that work for them. So the issue there, as identified by the committee, was staff that do not have necessary skills to do the work in their job categories. Therefore, they need to be training for those staff to ensure that people in particular job positions are competent to do what is required of them in those positions. On page 4, another emerging issue is the regression in the Auditor General findings. I think members will be proud that throughout your term you were presiding over a portfolio that are performing very well in terms of the audit general findings. You even had instances where the department was getting awards in terms of their performance, they were getting clean audits. But as of the last auditing period, there was a regression in both the NDT and the department. So that is a cause for concern because they've been doing well all along. So this is work that needs serious attention by the incoming committee to address all the audit and general findings that made them, because there are things that have been flagged, the issues of your EPW program, the issue of their financial statement, but there were many other issues in terms of governance, where you for the first time you had issues of people in the NDT doing business with the state without disclosing. You had issues of work that was done without proper approval by the National Treasury. All those things attracted Auditor General findings. So therefore they had those unqualified audit opinions with findings. And that is a cause for concern that needs to be addressed by the incoming committee. Also, the issue of the joint marketing agreement is one issue that has been flagged. The committee has dealt with this. We have had a hearing with the department to an extent where the committee was informed that they put a moratorium on the joint marketing agreement to ensure that they clean up issues as raised by the Auditor General in terms of, for example, how they identify these joint marketing agreements and how they conclude them. So that is a pending matter that the next committee also still needs to look at to ensure that they clean up, because these are necessary tools to ensure that we bring more people to the country. But the problem is this implementation, so it's a matter that needs to be addressed. Also, the issue of domestic marketing campaigns, they need to improve on it to ensure that they provide clear attractions and destinations, and also ensure that they facilitate bookings. They give people information in terms of how they can book. So also the issue of negative perceptions about the country, this comes from the crime levels, particularly from the 2017 era where you had a lot of crime committed against tourists, people followed up from OR, you had marking the Terrell Mountain, you had people, the whole bus full of tourists that was hijacked. So all this got negative publicity abroad, and you had other countries issuing travel advisories. You also had issues around Australia where the country was also branded negatively. So all these are the issues that need to be corrected moving forward. Another serious matter is that of quality assurance. This has to do with grading. Throughout the term, unfortunately, there was no improvement in the grading. You had decline in terms of the graded establishments, which affected the number of graded rooms. You still have people that are using the grading flags illegally because they had not renewed their grading. So these are the main issues in terms of this report, Honorable Chairperson. So the recommendation here is that the department should improve on implementing their planned projects through forward planning. Also, you have an issue there that we are recommending that the department provide continuous skills development program to their staff, and also the improvement on domestic marketing campaigns. But this is not all, because as members know, we have quite a number of recommendations that are sitting in the other two documents. So that is the gist of this report, Honourable Members. From page 5, these are the issues that I said members are familiar with. We have introduction there, the department that falls within the portfolio, which is Department of Tourism, their mandate, in terms of Schedule 4 of the Constitution, tourism being a concurrent function, legislative mandate that we get from Tourism Act that is due for review, the policy mandate from a number of policy documents, including the National Development Plan, the New Growth Path, the White Paper, the Development and Promotion of Tourism in South Africa, the National Tourism Sector Strategy that has just been reviewed in 2017. So those are policy frameworks that govern the sector. Then there are issues of the medium term on page 8, medium term strategic framework. The department was pursuing 4 of the 14 government outcomes, dealing with outcome number 4, outcome 7, 11, and 12. And if you look at those outcomes, they deal directly with the work that the committee has been doing. For example, number 4, decent employment through inclusive economic growth. That deals with all the issues that members are talking about, transformation, rural tourism, township stock, because those are the issues that improve inclusive economic growth. So rural development, issues of creating a better South Africa, and contributing to a better and safer Africa and a better world, that is done through marketing campaigns and so on. And also the whole governance issue around outcome 4, we are looking at the efficient and effective and developed public service and empowered fair and inclusive. So that has to do with governance and how tourism also assists in terms of social cohesion and so on and so on. So these four outcomes occur well with what the committee was conducting oversight on. And also the role of the NDC there in terms of Chapter 3 of the Tourism Act and what they do. The functions of the committee, those five standard functions of Parliament that are cascaded down to the committee in terms of passing legislation, ensuring public participation, and so on and so on. On page 10, it has to do with the purpose of this report, which is to provide an account of committee's work for 2018. Then we have key statistics in terms of the meetings that the committee held this year. We had 26 meetings. Today is the 26th meeting of the committee. But also, if you go further down in the table, you'll see other referrals from the committee. We had 5 referrals that have to do with the strategic plan and the annual performance plans and the HLC report. Stakeholders that the committee dealt with are the same stakeholders that we're dealing with under the HLC report. Page 12 and 13, honorable members, these are the meetings in terms of the issues or things that the committee was dealing with throughout this year. Then legislation, we didn't have any oversight visits undertaken. We didn't have proper oversight because some of the applications were not approved. But on page 14, members will recall that some of you were approved, but because we got only approval for 3 members to go to Mthatha, and we had approval for 5 members to go to Libizela Awards. So those were attended by members, Libizela Awards being this past weekend. Page 15, study tours. There were no study tours. There was no approval given. Despite all the arrangements that were done and the applications, we forwarded 3 applications and they were all declined. So I think this is one issue that needs to be followed up. On page 16, then there are issues of follow-up today with regard to study tours. These are the same issues that we raised in the legacy report to say six parliament committees should undertake a study tour, maybe earlier in the term, so that if they are declined, maybe they'll keep on applying until maybe they, yeah. Then attendance of national and international conferences by members, so I think also we feel members did attend these international meetings. For example, you have your WTM World Travel Market, you have your ITB, you have your FITUR, and these are held on the sidelines of these trade shows. You have conferences, very serious conferences, where you have the president, for example, of UNWTO, there you have people from WTTC and all other global. So members, we feel members need to be exposed to those things so that you can understand how big the industry is global. Because if you look at what, yes, we are leading in terms of Africa, but if you go abroad, you will see that we are a dwarf compared to what other countries are doing. So we feel members need to expose to these things so that as you conduct oversight, you really know what is happening. And international agreements, we even had a hearing with the department where they were looking at all their international agreements. You recall, members, there were those that were dormant and active, and there was a whole discussion around the reasons for those and what was implemented and not implemented and why. So those are those that were referred just in 2018. But with regard to the hearing that you had, you know that you have so many of them expired, those expired in 2008. On page 18 and 19, we don't have much issue there, except the statutory appointments on page 9. Those statutory appointments that you're referring to is not because the law says this committee. You know, other committees, parliament has to appoint, for example, board members, chapter 9 institutions, and so on. We don't have those. But in terms of the act, the minister is required to appoint the board, and this year, the minister changed the board, so appointed a new board, so we included the information there. And page 20, these are the obligations conferred by the committee, particularly the BRRR process, that is the legislative matter that we had to deal with, and the report was adopted by the committee. Page 21, these are the issues that are outstanding in terms of the tourism amendment and the tracking mechanism to track the resolution that the committee has made. That is what, as this committee, I think we lacked in this term. There are so many decisions that were taken, but because we're waiting for the executive to respond, we did not get responses. So I think moving forward, the committee has to be proactive in ensuring that whatever, even on committee meetings where the department is not present, they need to get the issues and respond appropriately. And on page 23, there are issues referred by the House Chairperson. We didn't have any of those. But we are saying, with regard to the office of the House Chairperson, as much as there were no issues referred, but we felt there were issues between the committee and that office in terms of the approvals. So the next committee needs to deal with that office in creating awareness of how this committee works. We were even discussing with the Chairperson at some stage to say, we have offices abroad. SAT has offices in countries abroad, but this committee is not allowed to go and conduct oversight over those things, and it's an anomaly. But we feel it's because maybe the office does not understand these issues. So maybe the new Chairperson really needs to sit down with the House Chairperson and outline what is the mandate and how this committee does its work. So the strategic plan on page 24, these are issues that you know in terms of what we are doing, and it ends in 2019 as in terms of all those strategic objectives there of the committee. But we are saying in terms of implementing our 5-year strategic plan, the issues that we were not necessarily able to do. The issue of the bill comes in again here, the issue of a tracking mechanism for the resolution, and also the issue of the summit. The committee had planned to have like a biannual summit. It means in this term we should have had two summits, but there was no time for that, which we think is another issue that needs to be addressed. Members will recall this committee, maybe 80% of the members serve in other committees as well, so there was an issue even with quarantine for our meetings. We were meeting on Fridays, so there was no time for this committee. We just had time to barely do our work. We did not have time for any other because members were not available for these things. So we think this needs to, because there are so many things that you can achieve. For example, we are talking and we're discussing with the chairperson, say what those summits could have achieved was to bring the airline, AXA, Department of Transport in terms of the early strategy in one room and deal with all these issues that we always talk about, and also Home Affairs in terms of the immigration regulations, to then unlock the access for the destination. But those things could not happen because of the time constraints of this particular committee. So also the issue of a study tour was not done, and there were several applications for Indaba and Meetings Africa. At least for Indaba, I think this committee attended twice. You should have attended five times, but only attended twice. For Meetings Africa, you were not approved for even one of them. And I think that is a big miss for the committee, because with that Meetings Africa, that is where investments within the tourism sector are discussed. And you will know if you see a hotel rising up in Cape Town or Durban or Joburg, you know when this thing comes because you were there when this thing, the pipeline of the project that will be implemented by the private sector and so on and so on. But you are not privy this information because there was not even a single approval for this committee to attend the meeting. So I think these are the issues that need to be addressed by the next committee. So the last matter for this report is the master attendance list. You'll recall in the legacy report here, the whole attendance from the first year, but this one, we just took that for 2018 only. So that is all, Chairperson, because the last matter, the financial statement, we do not have information, since we do not have our own budget. Our budget was controlled in the House Chairperson's office. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Dr. Kuswayo. And the document is here, honorable members, for discussion. Over to you. Any input? Honorable Mahiela.
Honorable Chairperson, I'll suggest that maybe you take the percentage so that we have on page this case that if there's anything that you want to talk to.
Thank you for the suggestion. On page one then. Nothing. Just the word annual performance plan, 2.1 per PER, left of the E, and 2.4 support to SMME. Two. Then page two. Page three. Page three, yes. Honourable Mahiela.
Thank you. Page three, Honourable Chair. 3.5. I'm not very sure there. I want to speak under correction. The first sentence that talks about that we introduced the tourism tax. Was it not a recommendation or suggestion that it should be introduced?
The concept.
Or the concept.
That must be it.
Okay, that's okay.
Page four.
Page five.
On page five, under introduction, that paragraph, there are several spelling mistakes which need to be looked into. I don't know if it should I go through them?
Yeah.
There is the one that talks about the birth certificate, 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth line, right in the center there.
The birth certificate is wrong.
The next sentence, we start with the sector, 1.
Negatively,
and the word there needs to be done to be corrected, and also the announce, the next sentence, the next sentence that starts with the recently announced. Wrong is spelled, and the robust there at the end.
Thank you.
And the first line on the same paragraph introduction, if you are correcting the
first line. Your microphone. Honorable Abam, your microphone.
Thank you. Sorry about that. I'm saying in the same paragraph, Chair, if we are talking of the typing error, the first line and the second sentence, the sector should, there's an L missing.
Thank you. Page 6. 7. 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 1, 5, yes, on number
1, 1, 5, and 32. The first bullet point there, the committee was not granted approval to conduct any study tour. And on the next bullet, I think it should sound better if we say non-attendance by Parliament at most. It cannot be some because most of them we did not attend.
Thank you. Page 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, and 25. And then there is a master attendance list. If you don't agree with it, take it up with the secretary. But it is quite an eye-opener when you look at it. Thank you. Then now for discussions. It's open. Any member that wants to discuss? Our annual report. Honorable Marcella.
Honorable Chair, I don't know from other honorable members. I think we must move for its adoption.
We have a proposal. Right, Honourable Bekwa.
I second that the proposal.
So, thank you very much. Now, our next report is the World Tourism Day report. As you know, we attended the World Tourism Day in Eastern Cape, and this is the report that was attended. Just a moment. I'm sure I had it. But I've asked the secretary to take this time to take us through this report. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
just the highlights, Secretary?
Thanks, Chair. Chair, honourable members will know, some time ago we did receive an invitation from the Office of the Minister for the committee to attend the World Tourism Activities Day that were in the Eastern Cape. Subsequently, we submitted the request of the committee as we were instructed by the committee to do so. But unfortunately, when the response came back, we were advised, in fact, we were informed that it's only approved only for 3 members of the committee to attend. Members will see what is in the introduction, the theme of the World Tourism itself, and what happened there in page 1, and on page 2 the objectives of that day, and number 3 members will see how the delegation was. Although 3 members were approved to attend, the committee felt that because Honorable Bamma Mogwanya also resides on that site, we rope her in, honorable members, so that she can be also part of the delegation, because the event was in a way in her area in Amthatha. Before that, there were some activity that were meant to be a build-up towards the World Tourism Day. And one of those, if I can mention, was the Tourism Public Lecture, which was at Walter Sisulu University. But unfortunately, the committee didn't attend that public lecture because of parliamentary business activity. So there are a couple of things where the minister raised in that public lecture, although we did not attend it, but the department did share some information with the portfolio committee. And then on page 3, number 5 on the World Tourism Day celebration, members will see there on 5.1. The opening remarks were done there by the Premier, and then we also received a message of support from the organization they call the Women in Tourism, Ms. Marcel Morris, and then we also received the 5.3, the provincial message from the MEC of Economic Development and Finance and Tourism in that province, and he has also indicated what is it that they have in store for tourism in that province. And then the main address was done by our honorable minister of tourism. And then there were two observations that we made there as a committee. And then number 7, there are some about 3 recommendations that we suggest the committee as a way forward need to look to it into. But one of the things that came clearly from us was there is a serious need for the new incoming committee to make another trip to that part of the province, because it has become very clear that if you take provinces like the KwaZulu-Natal, Limpopo, the Eastern Cape, or Northern Cape, their vastness, if you say you are doing a provincial oversight there over 1 week, that will never be enough. And it means what you just do, you will just scratch the surface.
So one of the issues that we are proposing to the committee is that the new committee, what we need to do, when we go in that province, we need to take the former Transkei site, where our oversight visit will focus on, so that some of the issues which are quite interesting in that part of the world, we can attend it to, and also advise the department and the SAT and other roles and stakeholders on what can be done in order to make tourism to flourish in that country. So basically, that's a very short and precise report, sir, that we really suggested the committee to approve it, so that we can be certain that at least there is nothing left on our table as this portfolio committee of the fifth parliament. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Bortina. Any input? Honorable Mama Gwena.
Thank you, Chair. Coming from the area we are talking about, we are referring to now, I feel pained to have people from the committee and from other areas also thinking that the area, especially the Transkei area, has one of the greatest potentials of to improve tourism, particularly so that Madiba comes from that area. I feel there is not enough that is done. There's only a museum, which is also losing potential, becoming really a nothing. The dam, so many things can be done. I have actually wanted to have a conversation or a discussion with the councillor in charge of tourism in the area, but it has been so difficult because of this working in silos, then the inability of the three spheres working together, it is impacting very negatively on development, particularly in particular reference to tourism. There are other areas people can cite, but personally I feel that I don't know what one can do to make people in the municipal areas right through the country to really consider tourism as something serious, something one can capitalize on to raise economic activity and employment opportunities in the area. Even suggestions that have gone to that municipality have fell on deaf ears, and even now they have been discussing their IDPs. I managed to phone the guy concerned. He just said, no, we didn't consider tourism. I mean, really? And now what happens there? And I do believe that the area has great potential. And if only maybe we could liaise with our entity to also put some emphasis on particular people or on the mayor or whoever, I feel the place is done a very disservice. And now also going to Port St. John's, that's another area that has got great potential. But nothing seems to be happening. I don't know what we can do, but I believe those areas have got potential. There's also the Zimbubu area. It has got a lot of water for it, but nothing is done. I don't know how we can put the machinery to move people around and do something there. I don't know. And now when... No, I shouldn't talk about our inability to have taken all these calls, because that's another topic. Thank you.
Anybody else? Honorable Mabam, that point that you made now, it is one of our recommendations in the legacy report, that municipalities should look at the IDPs, that tourism should be included in the IDPs, and that we shouldn't work in silence, but that the provincial authorities should look at and support the tourism sectors in municipalities. But thank you for that.
Can I
get a mover for the report and a seconder, please? Honorable.
Thank you, Chair. May I propose that we move for the adoption of the minutes, of the report, rather, on this website.
Thank you. A seconder?
Unfortunately, you are the two who are
here. I'll second it, if we become technical now. Thank you. Thank you, members. And now our last item on the agenda is our draft minutes. And let's start with the minutes of the 11th of September. I'll take it page by page. 11th of September. And then just follow the sequence. 11th and then the 12th of September. Then I have the 9th and the 10th of October. And the 11th. The 9th, the 10th, and the 11th of October. And then the 17th of October, 24th, 31st. And then the 7th of November and the 14th of November. Anyone short one of these minutes? Okay. Let's start with the minutes of the 11th of September. We are on page 1. Page 2. Page 3, four, and 5. Can I have a move? Do you need this minute?
Yes, I'm so sorry, Chair. That's
okay.
Any set I'm missing. I've got everything else in line with that. Wasn't in line with that.
The 11th. Is that the 11th?
Yes.
11th of September. Honorable Maciela was at that time in Germany, so we can't say anything about that. So the three of you must put it through. It's fine. Okay.
I didn't have minutes.
So you propose, Mr. Honorable Kronbach, for the adoption? Thank you. Can I have a seconder? Honorable Bekwa. That's very progressive. Thank you. Now, Wednesday, the 12th of September,
We are on page 1, 2, 3. I only saw on page 3 there was a note left out on the third, in the third paragraph, the largest decrease in was experienced in tourist arrivals from Germany at 12.8% from that in 2017. That's all that I noticed there, 2017. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. 6, yes. Honorable Cromwell?
It's just a small grammatical change. The second bullet under item 4, committee deliberations, I think you probably want to say the SA Tourism Report alluded at the recession.
Okay. Thank you. Page 7. Can I have a mover? Thank you, Honorable Bamukwenya and Honorable Krombok, second set. Thank you. The next one is the minutes of Tuesday, the 9th of October. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. And then page 6. Is that on page 5?
Maybe. Either, Chair.
Yeah, okay.
From the committee deliberation, one of the items that I raised that I took it that the whole committee was not unhappy about that particular point was whether performance audits were done as well as financial audits by the AG. And we did get an answer, but it was one of the kind of unresolved issues going forward because I think, well, certainly for myself, I don't want to speak for other people, they must expect themselves, but I felt there ought to be a greater emphasis and not just done as a nice-to-have or an add-on, and that the AG should, as a matter of course, not only tell us that the financial statements were a fair reflection of the entity's financial results for that period, but whether, in fact, as taxpayers, we were getting some return for our money. I think the content advisor might remember. And we got a fairly sort of non-committal response in the sense that, yes, we can do that, but we haven't done that. And I expect of you that I think it ought to be done, so we can see if we're getting value for money. Now, I don't see that minute, unless I missed it, but if I missed it, I apologize for wasting the time, but I didn't see it, and I think that ought to be added.
Yeah.
Now, it's true, we will include it, but I think it's just to say the recommendation has been carried through to the principal and the legal, so those issues have been. The picture is not okay, but we can put it in the minute.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I was on page 6. Is it okay? The first sentence on
page 5. Page 6.
The first sentence on page 6, where it says the department did not keep up with the changes and templates developed by the National Treasury.
National also with a capital N. Yeah. So can I have a mover and a seconder, please, members? Honorable Matiala, move.
Honorable Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 9th of October with the corrections made.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder?
Thank you, Honorable Paul Mugwenya. We are on the minutes of the 10th of October. We are on page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, 8, 9. Thank you. Can we have a mover and a seconder? Honorable Magdalena, move.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 10th of October 2018. Thanks.
Thank you. Honorable Pam Malguenia.
7 minutes.
Thank you. Then we are on to the minutes of the 11th of October. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4, page 5, page 6, and 7. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Honorable Marciella, move.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 11th of October, 2018.
Thank you. And Honorable Bamba Benya, you are the only one that can second this. Thank you. Honorable Bamba Benya, do it officially, please.
Seconded.
Thank you. The next minutes are those of the 17th of October. We are on page 1. They're not numbered. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. 5. 6 and 7. Again, can we have a mover? Honorable Bekwa.
Thank you, Chair. I propose the adoption of, I move the adoption of the minutes of the 17th, October 28th. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Bekwa. Can I have a seconder?
I second the adoption of the minutes of the 17th of October 2018.
Thank you, Honorable Bamugwanya. Now we're on to the minutes of four. The minutes of the 24th of October. We're on page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, 6, and 7. Now, can I have a mover and a seconder? Honorable Kronbroek? Please switch on your...
Sorry, I'll move adoption in a minute.
Thank you, Honorable Kronbroek. Seconder? Honorable Masiela.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I second the adoption of the minutes of the 24th of October 2018.
Thank you. Now we're at the minutes of the 31st. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5, 6, and 7. Can we have a mover and a seconder, please? Honorable Bekwa.
Thank you, Chair. I move that the minutes of the 31st October 2018 be adopted. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And we have a seconder.
I'm happy to second the minute.
Thank you very much. Then we are done. The minute of the 7th of November. We are on page 1, page 2. Page 3, page 4, page 5, 6, and page 7. Can I have a mover, please, Honorable Marcella?
Honorable Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 7th of November, 2018.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder, please? Honorable Pamoguenia.
Thank you, Chair. I second the approval of the minutes of the 7th of November.
Thank you. Then the last set. That's the minutes of Wednesday, the 14th of November. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, and then page 5. Can we have a mover and a seconder, please?
So this is the 7th of November you're doing, right?
14th.
So we're doing the 14th.
Yeah.
So before you get to movers and seconders,
okay.
Let's go on page 4 on the committee deliberation.
Okay.
I think I'm right in saying on this one that the committee did support what I had suggested. And if you remember, it wasn't so long ago, just a few days ago. What I said was, I was very impressed with the BRRR report, as I think we all were. But one of the lessons to be taken forward was that we really should have a sort of interim BRRR report, or even if you don't call it that, a budget report let me supplement. It was the legacy report we were talking about.
Yeah.
The BRRR report is a different point. And the legacy report talks about the whole 5 years, but we had to have a 5-year memory span to tackle all of that. And I said it would be so more effective if we could have an interim legacy report once a year so that we could follow up more readily when we're fresh in our minds, those kind of things, so that we could have a chance to actually finish the points we raised and resolve them as a committee and not wait to the end of the 5 years. And I think that's met with general approval from the committee members, because it was felt that it would actually help us be more focused and more effective, because we could deal with the matters within our term of 5 years rather than waiting for the end and then maybe not have a chance to go back to year one, year two, year three, and then leaving that problem for the next committee. I don't see that really manifested in those words, and I would request through you, Chair, that we do put that in, because I think that was one of the decisions that we found ourselves across all party lines on.
Honourable Michaela? Yeah, I think Honourable Comcob is right. They did indicate that, and the chairperson that they agreed to it, but it called it by another name, not an interim. But it tempted another name instead of the interim annual legacy report.
Something else.
But you can check with
the and correct it.
I think what we can do is just properly minute it there, and then also what I think from now going forward, because usually the these annual reports, when we do, before the committee section was just doing this just for statistics of the institutions, but they were not tabled to the committees previously. So my view, I think, as I was discussing with the content advisor, I think instead of what Honourable Krumbok was saying as an interim, let's call it an annual report of the committee of that particular year. Then it can be tabled to the committee. Committee looked at it and approved it, and then it becomes a proper record of the institution. Because initially we did these things, but they just ended with the committee section, not taken to the committees of parliament to look at them and approve them and all of that. I think if we can deal with that, then we can address the Honourable Krumbok's concern, DJ.
Are you happy, Honourable Krumbok?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine, Chairperson. I couldn't remember what I called it, and Jerry has corrected me, and I think that's perfect. It captures the spirit of what I think you all wanted to see. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Now,
I have a mover and a seconder, please. Honourable Masiala, you are to move.
Honourable Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 14th November 2018 with the addition made.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm looking at you, Honourable Krumbok. Please.
Yes, sir. I second with that amendment, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have come to the end of our program for today. I don't know whether there are announcements. Secretary?
So on our besides, really, we don't have, except to say thank you very much to the committee. Thank you for your cooperation and assistance and guidance. And it has been a very wonderful 5-year period to work with this committee. Very cooperative. We know at some point we might have not provided you with the kind of level that we wanted. There were shortcomings here and there, but as the time goes on, we will try our best to improve. I think with those few words, Chair, on behalf of the entire support staff, we enjoy to work with the committee, and we appreciate it. The unfortunate part, we don't know what will happen after elections, but those members who will be coming back, please
think of us before you think of other committees. If your parties deploy you to parliament again, they didn't take you to provincial legislatures and other areas of deployment. With those few words, sir, we want to say thank you very much. As of for the term, first quarter next year, 18-19, at this stage we have not yet been given a proper guidance by the Office of the House Chairperson. All we know is that there will be a joint sitting on the 7th of February, and then it will be followed by a debate of FONA and budget. As to exactly what committees will be doing at that time, we are still waiting to get a guidance from the House, from the Office of the House Chairperson. But if there is any other thing that they send to us, the most likely would is that we might have the next committee meeting after the State of the Nation address. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Kronbrook.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I had thought it was a bit premature to say goodbye. There is going to be a couple of meetings next year. There's a gap between FONA and the elections, and you'll forgive me for saying that after the elections, I'm sure I'd like to see a couple more DA people on the committee, and that means I'll see if you wouldn't be here. But I say that in jest, because I'd like to say that this obviously isn't the first term I've been on this committee, and it's been a real pleasure working with the members. I believe we respect each other as individuals, and we all accept we're trying to do the best for our country through tourism. And so it was nice going on the overseas visits and going to see a couple of places as a tourism team. We put our party differences aside, and we just work together as South Africans who want to see the best for our country. So I want to express my appreciation to the committee for allowing us that space to be colleagues as well as political opponents. Never forget, we're all South Africans at the end of the day. I'm sorry that our term was marked by the tragic passing of Beatrice, but again, I think when we did our condolences, our motion of condolence, it spoke to the fact how much we all respected her and how much we enjoyed working under our leadership. And I think that's a tribute to a good committee that's done its job and really engaged with the issues of the day without looking at our party affiliations. And lastly, can I also, on behalf of Jamie Foss, thank not only the members, but especially the staff who, I've had previous experiences, and I can tell you, Jerry, your shortcomings were their best moments. And so don't worry, there's been a huge improvement from the staff component, and you've been humble enough to say that there's room for improvement, but I think actually you and the content advisor and the other staff members have done a great job, and this committee has come forward in leaps and bounds compared to what we had, and I especially appreciate the quality of the insights and the reviews and the briefings we get by the staff to guide us through the document. So thank you for everybody, and please travel safely during this Christmas season, the festive season, and we'll see you all after that.
We'll take it from Honourable Bama Benya to Honourable
Chairperson. It would be nice to wind up with a huge party, especially that we never managed to spend anything traveling anywhere. Thank you.
No, thanks, Chair. Like the other members have said, it was very interesting to work with everybody here. And like Jerry says, there were shortfalls. I don't think so, Chair. Well done. Done a job. And hoping that next year, don't worry, I'll be here next year, I'll be coming into this committee next year. But wishing everybody the good holidays, and everybody be safe, and hoping that we'll go in the elections all of us fresh. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Marcella.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. In my language, you say kila kaling, meaning I agree with what people are saying. And I want to say I wish you a happy Christmas and prosperous New Year, all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, members. I would first like to thank the support staff, all of them. You were excellent. We could just call you or speak to you, and you were there to support us. Thank you very, very much. If we didn't show our appreciation now, we always appreciated it very much. And to all the members, it was wonderful to work in this committee. There was no pressure, there was no stress. We looked at tourism and to further the case of tourism in South Africa. Thank you very much for that. And I would like to wish you all a safe and a peaceful and most enjoyable Christmas and festive season. And may the Lord bless us all and keep us safe. Then the last announcement that I want to make, the minister wants to dine us. Is that dine? Or lunch? Lunch us on Tuesday. But Jerry will send through the message where and when and how. But thank you very much. To all the support staff, all of you here, thank you very much. This committee wouldn't be so pleasant if we didn't form a team. We had our differences, but we overcome it and we worked as a team tourism. I do tourism, we do tourism. Viva tourism. Thank you.
It would be nice if we could ask the department when they have got functions like the Vuvuzela, for example, when they've got awards like that, if they could ask that it be broadcast in live, like all the other awards. What I saw was a big improvement this year at the awards than the other years, and I think also to augment the idea of tourism, it would be nice if South Africa would be shown live what happened. I think it would appeal more to the people that they go and they register or get graded and do the right thing for tourism. I think if that would be on screen, on TV, and shown live, it would go, at least it would help towards marketing the idea of the award and the seriousness of tourism. Everybody was very nice, and the function went on beautifully, and very, very, very spectacular. And we had a lot of competition in terms of parking and so on, and Dr. Kuzwayo came to my rescue particularly because I could not access the venue until he came down to help us go through. Thank you very much, Dr. Kuzwayo, and I wish we could get the Lady Bella Award shown on TV. I strongly believe it would have an impact on even the grading. Thank you very much.
That was a very good suggestion.
The meeting is closed, but I want to mention, we want to take a photo of the whole committee on Tuesday. Tuesday, when we have the lunch. So I would like to urge everybody to be here. And perhaps we can ask the Honorable Fox to be present.
As he was part of this committee for a very, very long time. So I'll ask the secretary to contact the Honorable Force.
Okay, so Jerry's going to.
Thank you. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.